Bedtime Bites presents The Pillow Fort of Endless Fun. Nora was a little girl with a big imagination. Every night, she would build the most magnificent pillow forts in her bedroom, using every cushion, blanket, and stuffed animal she could find. But tonight was different. As Nora carefully placed the last pillow atop her masterpiece, something magical happened. The fort began to glow with a soft, warm light. Nora's eyes widened as she crawled inside, her favorite teddy bear clutched tightly to her chest. To her amazement, the inside of the fort was much bigger than it should have been. It seemed to stretch on forever. "Wow!" Nora whispered, her voice echoing through the pillowy cavern. She took a few cautious steps forward, the plush carpet beneath her feet feeling like walking on clouds. Suddenly, she heard a giggle. "Hello?" Nora called out. "Is anyone there?" From behind a fluffy white pillow, a small round face peeked out. It was a living, breathing teddy bear. "Hi there," the bear said, waving a fuzzy paw. "I'm Buttons. Welcome to the Pillow Fort of Endless Fun." Nora couldn't believe her eyes. "But how is this possible?" she asked, looking around in wonder. Buttons chuckled. "In this magical fort, anything is possible. Would you like to explore with me?" Nora nodded eagerly, and off they went. They bounced on marshmallow trampolines, slid down rainbow slides made of silky sheets, and swam in a pool filled with the softest, fluffiest feathers imaginable. As they ventured deeper into the fort, they met other enchanted toys. There was Whiskers the cat, who could purr lullabies, Zoom the toy car, who gave them rides through twisting tunnels of terry cloth, and Sparkle the unicorn, who used her horn to create dazzling light shows on the pillow walls. But their journey wasn't just about fun and games. Along the way, Nora and her new friends encountered challenges that required teamwork to overcome. When they came across a river of tickly feathers, Buttons was too scared to cross. Nora held his paw and encouraged him. "We can do it together, Buttons. I believe in you." With Nora's support, Buttons found the courage to cross the Feather River. They all cheered and hugged, realizing that friendship made them stronger. As they continued their adventure, Nora noticed that some areas of the fort were a bit messy, with pillows and blankets strewn about. "Oh dear," said Whiskers, "sometimes the fort gets a little untidy." Nora had an idea. "Let's work together to tidy up. It'll be fun, and we'll make the fort even more beautiful." The toys agreed, and soon they were all pitching in, folding blankets, fluffing pillows, and arranging stuffed animals. While they worked, they sang silly songs and told funny jokes. Before they knew it, the fort was neat and tidy, and they had all become even closer friends. As their adventure neared its end, Sparkle the Unicorn used her magic to create a cozy nook filled with storybooks. "Every great adventure should end with a story," she said with a wink. They all snuggled together as Nora read aloud, her voice soft and soothing. One by one, her new friends drifted off to sleep, surrounded by the warmth of friendship and the magic of imagination. Just as Nora's own eyes began to feel heavy, she heard her mother's voice calling from far away. "Nora, sweetie, it's time for bed." Nora blinked, and suddenly she was back in her room, sitting in her pillow fort. Had it all been a dream? But as she looked around, she noticed that her teddy bear seemed to be smiling a bit wider than usual. And was that a wink from her toy unicorn? With a happy sigh, Nora snuggled down into her cozy fort. She knew that whether awake or asleep, the Pillow Fort of Endless Fun would always be there, filled with adventure, friendship, and love. As she drifted off to sleep, Nora smiled, excited for